In the first book of Kings, our first reading today from the Old Testament, the prophet Elijah is running for his life from Jezebel. This is what has happened before the reading we just heard. Jezebel wants Elijah dead, because Elijah had just taught belief in the one true God in a hostile area. So he's being tracked down. And in the midst of this, he gets tired. The prophet Elijah gets disappointed in life, really, discouraged for sure. And he sits under a broom tree. And there he is so tired, so discouraged in life, that he asks that his life would end. God sends an angel to him. And the angel has a directive for the prophet. The directive is not to rest, not to take some time off, go on vacation, go to a spa. No. The directive the angel gives Elijah is to eat bread. To eat bread so that he can continue. And so Elijah eats the bread and is refreshed. In fact, Elijah is so refreshed, the Bible tells us that he then walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. What is this bread that Elijah ate? The bread that he ate foreshadowed the bread of life that would to come in Jesus Christ. Elijah's refreshment from the bread he ate reminds us of the refreshment we get here in the Eucharist we eat at the Mass. The Mass is our refreshment for eternal life. That is why Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the living bread from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." That's how all of that makes sense. So it's in the Mass here where we are refreshed on our pilgrimage. That is why Padre Pio said, "It is easier to imagine the world without the sun than the world without the Mass." And this afternoon, we may hope there's a world without the sun when it gets close to 104 or 5. I'm asked from time to time, "Father or Monsignor, I don't understand the Old Testament. How can I understand the Old Testament?" And I say, "That's good. I understand that. It's hard to understand. But the first thing we have to remember when we read the Bible is that the New Testament fulfills the Old Testament. When you read the Old Testament, what you're reading will somehow, in some way, be fulfilled in the New Testament." What does that mean? Fulfilled, completed. It will make sense. So that is why when we hear the readings at Mass, the first reading connects to the Gospel. The Old Testament, the first reading, will be fulfilled in the gospel. And the second reading is just kind of jammed in there. It's not fair to St. Paul, but it's just jammed in there. I think if the second reading makes sense, it's by coincidence. There's more thought to it than that. And Sheila reads it because it's there. But when you listen to the readings, what do? When we come to Mass, we start with the stories of the Old Testament being fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And when we talk about the Mass, there are so many stories in the Old Testament that are fulfilled in the New Testament. The manna in the desert. The Passover meal. The Red Sea. And the broom tree story. There's a Catholic retreat center in South Dakota named Broom Tree after this story. People go there when they are tired, discouraged, disappointed in life. So as Elijah became tired in his life's journey, so will we. As Elijah wanted it all to end, he had had enough. So may we say that from time to time. But remember the directive of God to eat the bread. When Elijah ate the bread, he became encouraged. He became guided again. He started to realize that his plan was not God's plan for him. He became refreshed. And that is why Jesus said what he said in the 6th chapter of John. I am the living bread. I am from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will never die. That is what we do here, and that is why you keep coming here, because that refreshment you receive touches you in some way. Make those connections, because the New Testament fulfills the Old. It's the same God, my dear people, the same God that refreshed Elijah refreshes us today in the Mass we are about to celebrate. Amen.